Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Simon.
How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad.
Yes, the chilly drive up from the Tyneside area.
Yeah, that's it. It's been pretty frosty, and I'd like to say that the sound of Chris de Burgh has made it all worthwhile.
Yes,
I'm
of
not
course.
Really sure I can.
But so of course, a bit of Chris de Burgh to start the morning off. You can't go wrong with that, can you?
Well, hopefully not.
I beg to differ. Anyways, you're from the HMRC, you've been here several times, so everyone should know that by now. And the main thing that's happening this week, obviously Halloween, spooky, the spooky, spooky self-assessment.
Right, okay, well let me ask you a question then, Simon.
Yes.
Are you somebody who embraces change, or do you avoid it at all costs?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I don't mind change. As long as it's change for the good.
You can live with it. Well, here's something that is sort of change for the good. Now, what we know is around about 75% of people in the Northeast are quite resistant to change, and nobody likes to be involved in that. So you're certainly not alone in that respect. But one change for the good that is coming up is that if you complete a self-assessment return, and this will apply to you if you're self-employed or you're company director, something like that, or you've got earnings from property, that sort of things, your self-assessment return, the old deadline for getting the forms back to us of January the 31st has changed to October the 31st, which is, of course, very much imminent because it's only 2 days away, Halloween, Friday.
But it's not as if you've just thrown it upon people. I mean, there's been lots of television advertisements and web advertisements. And
yeah,
like that.
That's
been
it. If you've caught much television lately, there's a lot of sort of there's a big advertising campaign, and you'll spot Moira Stewart.
Yes, Moira,
who's the face of self-assessment with a green coloured jacket. I've been told she'll be wearing a red one for the January campaign.
Oh.
But yes, October the 31st, if you've got the forms and that's the way that you're going to submit, send in your tax return to us, you've got to get it into us by October the 31st.
So 2 days to go before the big final on the paper vision. But I mean, if, you know, on Friday, if people haven't yet got around to posting it and they're panicking and they want to, you know, they've got it filled in, but obviously the post, you can't post it on a Friday and expect it to get there on a Friday.
Yeah, that's it.
What can they do?
Right, okay, well the first thing to do is not to panic, of course. If you're in that position, if this is you now and you're looking and you've still got the form on the sideboard or the mantelpiece and you're thinking, I really should have got that filled in. Yes, do. Get it filled in as quickly as you can. You've still got time really to post it if you can get it away today, I would suggest. But failing that, you can still drop it in at your local inquiry centre, and we're fortunate enough to have one in Alnwick, along at Bondgate Without. There's the inquiry centre there, and they've got a box, and you can just drop the form in there. Doesn't need to have a stamp on or anything like that. You can just get it dropped in there.
And so once it's dropped in, and that's it.
That's your lot. That's basically all you need to do. But obviously, do make sure that you fill in all the details that you need to on the form itself. If you're still sort of struggling to get the form itself filled out, again, try not to panic too much, because you do still have another option, and it's probably the quickest and easiest option, which is to file your self-assessment return online. And you can do this via our website, which is www.hmrc.gov.uk, and just click on the tab for self-assessment. You can get yourself registered on there. It's totally secure. And what we'll do is we'll actually send you out a PIN, which takes around about a week to comes through the post, and you get your self-assessment return done there. And the great thing about that is you just need to put your figures in, and we can, at the click of a button, tell you exactly what it is you need to pay, and that's your return done. No more forms to fill out, no more sitting with the pen and the calculator and things like that. Basically, it's all done for you, and you've got right up until January the 31st to do that. But if you are going to send the forms in, you've got to make sure it's got to us by Halloween, October the 31st.
Yes. And if people don't, you know, they don't send their forms in a time and it gets past January the 31st,
well, if it gets to that point, if we don't get the forms, you know, and you haven't got yourself registered to send in your return online, you will be facing a penalty of £100. Now, that's a change that nobody wants to sort of to see happen at all. So if that, you know, don't put yourself in that position. We certainly don't want to see anyone in that position where they're getting hit with a penalty. So if you can get, you know, if you can file online, do so. If you're going to submit the forms, make sure you've got them into us. And that's even dropping them in at the Inquiry Centre here in Alnwick. Make sure you've done it by Friday.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure people will be rushing around now, filling those forms in. Right, so, well, we've covered the 31st of October. It's one of the important things to cover today, Jeff. But the secondary thing that you're also here to talk about is something that might be of interest to a lot of people in Alnwick and in the area, and that's, of course, the national minimum wage.
Yes, that's it. Now, this is something we've probably all heard sort of mention of this at some point, but national minimum wage, what is it? Well, it's a legally binding hourly rate of pay. That's the minimum that you can be paid if you work for an employer. And just the same, if you are an employer and you've got staff, this is the minimum amount that you must pay your staff on an hourly basis. Now, it first came into play on the 1st of April 1999, and since then the rate has been steadily increasing year on year. Now, the reason that it's sort of quite prevalent at the moment is because the rates themselves did just change at the start of October. So a little bit earlier on this month, the rates did actually increase. Now, as I've mentioned, this applies to you if you're in employment and you are entitled to it. It won't apply to you if you're self-employed. So, if this is you, and you are aged 22 or over, the minimum that you should receive as an employee is £5.73 an hour. So again, if you're an employer and you're listening to this, if you've got any staff over the age of 22, that's the national minimum wage that you should be paying, £5.73 an hour. Different rates as you go down the scale. For if you're between 18 and 21, the rate is £4.77 an hour. And if you're 16 or 17, the rate is actually £3.53 an hour.
So it's gone up a little bit as well.
It has. All the rates have gone up by around about sort of, you know, well, let's see, we've got about a 21 pence increase for the main rate there, taking it up to £5.73 an hour. But this isn't something that, you know, we can just sort of discuss and, well, maybe that's not for me, or my employer doesn't look to sort of, doesn't want to pay me that sort of money. Over the years, we have heard all sorts of excuses from employers who haven't paid this. As many things as, like, sort of, look, this person's pretty useless, they don't deserve it, they're new to the country and they don't speak much English, or, hey, they're happy to work for only £2 an hour. Well, to be honest, these might be excuses, but they don't work. No. None of them are valid, not at all. This is a legally binding hourly rate of pay, and this is something that, as I say, if you are employed, that you are entitled to, and if you're an employer, it is something that you must make sure that your staff are paid as an absolute minimum.
So, I mean, what do employers have to do to actually comply with this law?
Well, what employers have to do is they must keep proper records of the amounts that they pay your staff and the number of hours that they actually work. The reason that we ask everybody to do this is because from time to time, officers from HMRC will actually investigate different businesses. We do have the ability to actually go in and check the books, as it were, of any employer at any time, and we can do spot checks on this kind of thing. And this is something that we do find from time to time, that, you know, you'll get someone who just thinks, oh, it's okay, they'll never come to me, I'll never get caught out, I can carry on paying Betty and Johnny down the road just £2 an hour there. If we come in and we find that you haven't been paying the national minimum wage, we will prosecute and you will be facing a large fine.
So, I mean, do you ever get any sort of employers who, or employees rather, who sort of fund the HMRC and you know, say that they're not getting the minimum wage or anything?
Yes, it is. And that's, and you've linked me nicely on to the National Minimum Wage Helpline there. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, hang on a second, I'm not getting £5.73 an hour, I'm only getting, you know, sort of £3 or £4 an hour, something's wrong here. And if you're thinking, well, what can I do? Well, the good news is that you can contact us at HMRC on the National Minimum Wage Helpline, and the telephone number for that is 0845 6000 678. The line's actually open from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Monday to Friday, and it is totally confidential. Mm. What we would ask you to do is to give us some information about the employer, but what we won't ask you for is your name. You don't have to give your name at all. And what we will do is we will investigate what you've had to say, but we will do this as a routine inquiry with the employer. Your name will never be mentioned. We won't ask for it, nothing like that at all. It is totally confidential. And if we do find an employer that hasn't been paying, as I mentioned, we will prosecute, and we will make sure that they back pay everybody who should have been getting this payment.
Excellent. So, I mean, what happens if, the employer finds out that this employee sort of phoned the HMRC up? I mean, is he at right to sack, or is...
Absolutely not. I mean, to be honest with you, if we do go in and carry out an investigation with a business, with an employer, then it will be part of a, and we will certainly see it as part of a routine inquiry. What we won't be doing is we won't be naming any names, and we certainly won't give any indication that we've received any kind of tip off. What we do actually do this kind of thing on a routine basis anyway. So even if you think you've got somebody who certainly won't see anything at all, and you're not paying national minimum wage, there's still that risk that we could take action and just basically dip into your business at any time. This is something that HMRC has got the powers to do and can do at any time. So routine inquiries are there as well, whether we get tipped off or not.
Just to sort of recap, Jeff, if people are panicking about their self-assessment, what should they do? Should they, in regards to handing it in?
Yeah. Right, okay then. Well, if you've got the form sitting there, don't let it sit there any longer. If you've got a self-assessment form to get back into us, don't leave it any longer. If you want to fill in the form itself, if that's the way that you're going to send the return into us, then, get your pen out and get it done now. You've still got time. Where are we now? The 29th, Wednesday. You can still get it in the post and get it to us by the 31st.
I suppose you could special deliver it if
that's
you wanted.
That's it, yeah. I mean, you've got no problem there with that. Alternatively, you can still drop it in at the Inquiry Centre here in Alnwick as well. Or any Inquiry Centre, there's one at Aidan House in Newcastle. They'll happily take that off your hands as well. If you're still a bit unsure about the form itself, and really what I can't encourage people enough is to get on the website www.hmrc.gov.uk and do your self-assessment return online. The good news is with that is you've still got right the way through till January the 31st to actually get that filled in. But obviously the sooner the better for you, because as soon as you get your figures in there, we can tell you exactly what you need to pay, and then you can sort of budget accordingly from that point onwards, it's done, it's out of the way, it's
dusted.
Finished, exactly.
And in regards to the national minimum wage, if there's someone sitting there thinking that someone sitting there, 25-year-old and only getting paid £4, mm-hmm. what should they do?
Right, okay then, I'll just reiterate those rates again. If you are 16 or 17 years old, you should be getting from your employer £3.53 an hour as a minimum. If you're between 18 and 21, you should be getting £4.77 an hour. And if you are 22 or over, you should be getting the national minimum wage, which is £5.73 an hour. Employers have got no kind of compromise on this or anything. This is the legally binding hourly rate of pay. That is the absolute minimum that should be paid in the UK, and you are 100% entitled to it. Doesn't apply to you if you're self-employed, but if you are working for an employer, that's the amounts that you should be getting. If this is you and you're thinking, hang on a second, I'm not getting that sort of money, you can call us on a confidential helpline, and the number is 0845 600 678. That's 0845 600 678. You can speak to someone there in complete confidence. They don't need your name, they won't even ask for it, they'll just want some details about the company that you're actually working for. And then what we'll do is we'll do an investigation into that. Your name will never be mentioned, and we certainly won't mention that we've had a telephone call or a tip off or anything like that. It'll just be part of our routine checks. If you've got an employer that we find isn't paying national minimum wage, we will prosecute and we will get that money back and make sure it's paid to you.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Jeff. And those numbers are available from Lionheart Radio as well, in case you missed them. But thank you very much, and you'll be in next time, and I'm sure we'll discuss.
Yes. It's going to be that little bit nearer Christmas, isn't it, as well?
The Christmas edition. But thanks very much. So, yes, get yourself onto the HMRC website for all details. I mean, everything's on there anyways, isn't it? About absolutely anything you could need to know about.
Yeah, that's
tax
it.
And things.
Everything at all. I mean, to be honest, I was just on there yesterday. A lot of new information just gone up in the last couple of weeks. And there's a big new piece about buying online, because there is some changes to the rates on there, which are, to be quite honest, quite beneficial to shoppers, and I think we're all pleased to hear that at the moment.
Of course.
And maybe when I come along next time, we'll have a chat about that side of things.
No problem, Jeff. Thank you very much for coming up.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time. Cheers.
Thanks, Sam.